So we're taking authority of it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank
you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. I don't know if you're feeling what I'm feeling here. It's amazing presence of God. And very powerful. Thank you, guys. I don't know what did you do during this last term or since the September started, when we started the message of Paul to the church of Philippi. Or Philippi. I don't know if you've done what I done. I did, or what you did exactly, I'm not really sure, but I read it all through so many times. Maybe I'm because I'm preparing this one, but I am praying in the future that I will be able to do exactly the same. Whatever we are taking on, we really take it and pray it through, because the Lord reveal a lot of things, really a lot of things. And when I'm going through this one, it has been an amazing mind-blowing of what the Lord won't take us as a church. It started with the men group on Monday, and I encourage every man in the room to come and join us on Mondays. We were talking about what your lifeline from you started, from your date of birth until today, what did you see God is faithful on? And that was a big challenge for us. And we take it for a whole month, and we came back and we share our hearts. But that was the start point of what God wants to do here with us this morning. That's why I said, really, really encourage you, make an effort on Mondays to come and join us, because we really have a good time to encourage and stand beside each other and push each other toward his goodness more. And that's why I just want to encourage you on that one. But let's rewind a little bit on the message of Paul. And let's go back to, you don't have to open anything, but if you have the Bible in your phone or anything, that it would be really good to just catch up together. Let's go back to Philippians 2:5. It's a very, very important piece of information there. The Passion Translation, which I really enjoyed reading, is saying, and consider the example that Jesus, the anointed one, this is how he introduced Jesus to us, has set before us, let his mindset become your motivation. It's a big word. It's a big word. Let his mindset become your motivation. He's talking about what Christ's mindset looks like. And that's what we want to talk about today. What Jesus, what Christ mindset looks like is a big question. Very big question. What's in his mind? What his mindset? Why Paul said so many times, 3 or 4 times in that passage, have the thought and the mindset of Christ. Have it. Have it. Keep it, earn it, it become yours. He put it really clear in front of us. The simple answer, but we will talk more, is to be more like him. The mindset of Jesus is to be more like the Father. As I am, you need to be the same. That's what he said in John 17. He described his relationship with the Father. He wanted to describe the same relationship with you and in him with the Father. This is his mindset. Right? Okay. I will rewind a little bit more back. When Carl speak a little bit, a few weeks ago, and I'm not just trying to repeat his sermon, but I'm taking a different view of it. Let's go back again to Philippians 3, when Paul exposed his CV. That's what I would put it. What he said? I am a Hebrew, Jewish, from the tribe of Benjamin, circumcised in the 8 days, which is very important. I am strict, traditional, Orthodox Jewish. I am a Pharisee. I am righteous according to the Torah. And I persecuted the church. Great CV. He looks amazing, CV. And what I want you to do today, you need to do a little bit of work with me. I'll give you this piece of paper, very empty piece of paper. Leave the title for now. And I want you to write your own CV. Like, say, for example, I'm Ahmed. I am Egyptian and British. I have a BA in electrical engineering. I serve the Lord in whatever as a missionary. I planted churches. I done blah, 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 blah. I can go on and on and on and on and on and on and on about me. Yes? Can you do this in a few minutes? Yes? Not about me, about you. Yeah? And leave the title alone for a minute because we will title it together. About me, just keep on doing what you're doing. I'm not going to ask you what do you have, don't worry, just as fine. Like you, like for the guys are still in A level and blah blah blah, you still you can write all this nice stuff about yourself. Church band, you done a lot of stuff with the church summer holiday camp and stuff like that, you know? You can do this. Don't worry about the title. We'll leave the title for a second. But write who you are. You've done a Bible college certification. You've done serving the church. You can do loads of things. I've been a very good nurse over the years, a midwife somewhere, I don't know, a good accountant, good teachers. Just you are retired, but you are still active. But that is a problem that you are retired. This is a good thing because you are coming to that one as well. If you finish, just sit back to let me know that you finish. That would be nice. That's good news. It's a big list. Fantastic. Right. When you look to this list, you feel like you are so proud of what you've done, yes? Regardless, whatever your qualification is, whatever your work is, whatever your experience is, you look back over all these years and said, wow, I've done all this. And I'm so proud of it. This is what Paul did. In verse 4, he said, I can rely on this. I achieve all this. I accomplish all this in my life. That's what he said. Right, let's title this one together. Put the title, Your or My Earthly CV. This is your title at the top. My Earthly CV. Okay? And we'll come back to it in a second. Just keep up with me. Right. First we started, we need the mindset of, yeah, come on, Christ. Yes, well done. And Paul told us about what he did. Yes? Okay, right. Let's go back again a little bit more about this mindset of Christ. Right. Do you know that you are having a heavenly CV as well? You're not aware of it? This, Ollie, if you can give me verse 20 again on the screen, please. All right, thank you. No, 20, not 15. 20. Right, what he said in 20, but we are a colony of heaven on earth. Yes? If you are a colony of heaven, if you are a British citizen and you have all this qualification and all this experience, now you are a heavenly citizen, a colony of heaven on earth, you should have a CV as well. Okay? Right, what is your CV? Turn the page on the other side. And I will tell you this one. That is my homework. Right. First of all, first one. You are a child of God. Write this down. Where is that written in the Bible? Anybody can give me a verse? Come on. John 1:12, yes, John 1:12 is very clear that you are a children of God. If you accepted him in your life, if you have him, if you get hold of him, you have the authority to become a children of God. John 1:12. This first part of your CV, you are a children of God. He born Jewish, you are born heavenly. Yes? It's very clear, yeah? Right. Okay. Now, what does it mean you are a child of God? He's your father. Yeah, what does it mean? You are son and daughter. What does that mean? In his image, what does it mean? Adopted. What does that mean? We are a family. What does that mean as a family? Belong. Yes, okay. What gives you rights to be? To have the heir. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. Right? Is it biblical? You are the heir of God himself? Yes. Where is it written? Romans 8:17. Yes? It's Romans 8:17 telling me that I am the heir. If I am the heir of God, it means I have the right of inheritance. Hello? Anybody there? Yes? You have right of a what? Inheritance. What is your inheritance? No. No. Yes, everything, but be specific. Nations. Psalm 2. You have? Ask me, I will give you the nation, your inheritance. Yes? This is in Psalm 2. Yeah? If Jesus have that, and you are in him, and you have his mindset, you are having the nation is your inheritance. Meaning, in the smaller scale, Eli is your inheritance. Anybody there? This little map there? Eli is your inheritance. Means if you ask and pray next week for Eli, you are praying for your, and you are asking for your inheritance. Making sense? Coming together nicely. Therefore, you are a child of God. That's number one. Okay, another one in your CV. I can go forever, but you have dinner in the oven. It will go burn. I don't want to get in trouble. Right. You are the habitation of God. What does it mean, habitation? It's a big, nice word. The dwelling. What does it mean? He lives in you. He dwells in you. How many verses in the Psalm talking about you are the dwelling of God? Hundreds. You can go through the Psalm, you'll find hundreds of them. If you are the habitation and the dwelling of God, means God lives in you. His power, it's in you. You are his carrier. You are the carrier of his presence. Where? Wherever you go. Neighborhood. Yes, you are there. You are the carrier. We have some neighbors here. You are the loudest neighbor ever. Ahmed? Yes, he can witness this. Yeah. But you are his dwelling. You are carrying his presence wherever you go. In your workplace. Wherever you go, you are carrying his presence. You are his habitation. Child of God, his habitation, yes? Let's go for number three. This is a good one. And if somebody tell me the verse on that one, I would be really pleased. You are a partaker of the divine nature of God. Where is that? 2 Peter, yeah, not 1st, 2 Peter, 1:4. Yes? Thank you. 2 Peter 1:4. Yes, here we go. What does it mean you are a partaker in his divine nature? You are a partner. You partner with him with everything in your life. You partner with him. Whatever you do, you are partner with him. You share with him. We said you have the right of inheritance. You share with him. Whatever you do in your work, you are sharing with him. Whatever you do, you are partner with him. Whatever you do, you can ask him to be in the midst of your presence and when you are working. So many times, I face a problem in the work. I said, Lord, give me an idea how to deal with this. I don't know. Can you just open my mind and my eyes how I fix this? So many times, I spent time, said, you are the creator. You give me the brain to understand how it works. Can you show me how it works in your workplace? Let's go number 4/5 together. You are a king and priest. We talk about that so many times, don't we? Yes? What does it mean, king and priest? Where do you find this one? Two places, Peter again, and Revelation. Revelation 1:6. He made us, this is the best part, he made us king and priest. What does it mean, king? If you are a king, what does it mean? You rule. Yeah. What else? You decree. What else? You change things. You have the right to change things. Being a king in the spirit, you have the right to change the atmosphere around you. Yeshua done it. He prayed that the sun will stay. Change the circumstances. Elijah done it. Open the eyes of my servant to see what is going on. Yeah? Pray for people to raise up from the dead. They did. Change circumstances. But there is something really important in Luke 9. And he called the 12 disciples. And he gave them what? Authority over sickness, disease, evil spirit, and so on, so on, so on. He done this. And again, he is calling you today, and he giving you authority today over disease, evil spirit, circumstances, on and on and on and on. You can change the atmosphere. You can change who you are and can change the people around you. You have the authority to do so. Being a priest, the most famous one, Romans 1:12. What Romans 1:12 say? Come on. Represent your body as a living sacrifice. Yes? You are doing that every day. We talked about that a long time ago. We are not repeating this sermon again. But you are interceding. You are representing who you are. You are sacrificing things before the Lord. You are bringing a praise and worship sacrifice to Him. You are giving something. You are doing this and this and this in your ministry. You are a priest. Every time you serve someone in your workplace, you are standing as a priest. Every time you pray for your colleague, you are standing as a priest. Right. Where I'm going with this CV business? Did I give you another paper to write another CV? I ask you to do it in the same paper. Yes? Back and front. I am not separating the earthly CV and the heavenly CV. For the earthly CV, the Lord is saying, well done, good, faithful servant. You did well. You invest well in your qualification, your study, your work, your the life of lifetime of work, and you're retired and you're still doing this and you're still working hard to become something. Well done, faithful servant. Paul said, I accounted as a load of rubbish. Yes, because he doesn't want to be, it is his identity, rely on this. I agreed with this one. But the other part is, hey, well done, good, faithful servant. You invest well. But the point is not your identity. I am not relying on my PhD in blah or my reputation as, and so on and so on. But verse 20, I am a colony of heaven on earth. In Arabic is written something very interesting. That your reputation in heaven, how it looks like. I was driving and I'm listening to it. And I said, hang on here. What is that? You know, I am an electrician by trade. And Douglas hired me and said, oh, he's a good guy. And he went to Dan and I said, he's a good guy. Why is happening? Is a word of mouth. Is a reputation. Yes? On the other hand, what is your reputation in the heavenly realm? When you call the angels to come, when you ask healing over this person, what is your reputation in the heavenly realm? Are you taking your place? Is your name known there? Is your CV bright and shine with some qualification there? As a child of God, as a partaker, as a king and priest, are you taking your qualification and running with them and using them? They are not separated. They are together. Meaning, I can take the earthly qualification and put it under the anointing of the heavenly reputation CV I have and let them work together. Give example from the Bible. I'll give you one or two or three, whatever you like. Saul and David, two kings, two anointed one, has been anointed by Samuel, the prophet. But what happened? One continue under the anointing and one get out of it. Nice, good-looking, tall guy, Saul. From the tribe of Benjamin. Good guy. He looks like a king. Let's anoint him. He has anointing. But he didn't walk under the anointing. A little blonde, blue-eyed guy, a little bit the last in the family, he is looking after the sheep. But in God's eyes, has a different idea. I want the heart of this guy. I want the anointing over him. But he was successful to walk under the anointing. This is why Jesus becomes the son of David. He said Jerusalem rested for 30 years without wars. Become the place of the dwelling place of God, resting place in God, in that place. Two different. He's a king, but bring his kingdom, his position, his authority under the anointing. And he work with it. In your working place, does God can anoint your work? Your expertise, your profession? Yes, he did that. And he's willing to do that, if you are willing to do so. But bring your profession, skills, everything under the anointing and experience what he can do. Personally, I did. Personally, I experienced this. I never paint a house. I never plumbed a bathroom. I never done a kitchen all my life. I never trained to do it. But the Lord take me through the whole thing, and I saw the hand of him over my life over the last 7 years. Taking risk with him. Know how to do it. Learn how to do it. He give you the ability to do it and see it doing it. I done that. A regular teacher in a college. I never done all this stuff. Under the anointing where you are obedience, you will get to know what to do. Therefore, don't separate your CV, the earthly one and the heavenly one. In the church, I will use this one. Out there, I will use this one. It doesn't work. You need to go together. The challenge and the encouragement is, the challenge is, get them to work together. This is a challenge. But the encouragement is, it's yours. This heavenly CV is yours. You see what I'm saying? Therefore, take your place in Christ Jesus. Take your place as a heavenly citizen on earth. Take that place. Let this work together under the same anointing. Let this work together under the same CV. Not separated, not titled different. Because you are a citizen of heaven on earth. This is who you are in Christ Jesus. This is what the mindset of Jesus is for you today. Get under the anointing. Get under the calling of God. Be who you are in Him. Can we stand up together, please? I want to do something, because this is what I felt when my brother and sister prayed for me. I felt God's presence on the place. And what I want you to do is, let the Holy Spirit guide you to someone and pray this prayer over them and speak these words over them, that you are a citizen of heaven on earth. Pray the anointing of God will be upon your brother or sister you are going to pray for in their workplace, study, work, whatever it is. Let's move. Don't stick. Start moving. Pray for one another. And anoint everybody with this word, that I pray that the anointing of God will be upon you. Start move, please. Off we go. Don't wait. And don't leave anybody alone. Don't wait. Keep going.